This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. As a puppy, he was rescued from a bombed-out kennel in France during World War I. He went on to star in 26 films for Warner Brothers. His descendants carried on the tradition in a beloved TV series of the 50s.
From all the tales of the West, we'll remember best Corporal Rusty and Private Rin Tin Tin.
Rin Tin Tin, the valiant, loyal German Shepherd. And now Rin Tin Tin is a plaintiff in a lawsuit against a Hollywood studio. Rin Tin Tin Incorporated, that is, along with Daphne Herford of Crockett, Texas, who is suing for trademark infringement. Ms. Herford, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And Ms. Herford, you grew up with the descendants of Rin Tin Tin, is that right?
Yes, my grandmother first started acquiring dogs directly from Lee Duncan in 1957. And my family has owned Rin Tin Tin number 5 through number 10.
And Lee Duncan was the soldier who actually found Rin Tin Tin back in 1918.
Yes. Lee Duncan is actually the corporal who rescued Rin Tin Tin and his 4 siblings along with his mother from a German war dog kennel that the Americans had bombed near the end of World War I.
Well, now you are suing the makers of this movie, Finding Rin Tin Tin. What's the problem?
The problem is the dogs used in the film are not associated with Rin Tin Tin or related to Rin Tin Tin.
And you think that's a violation of what? The legacy? The history?
Well, it is an infringement of the trademarks that I own, for one thing.
Well, what are these Rin Tin Tin trademarks that you own?
I own 7 trademarks. I have a trademark for live German Shepherd puppies. So if you want to call a live German Shepherd puppy Rin Tin Tin, it is covered by my trademark.
What did you think about the dog's performance in the film? I mean, were they valiant and heroic and doing good things?
No, and from looking at it from a training standpoint, they were just average dogs. Nothing stellar, really.
So that kind of sullies the name, I guess, in your mind.
Yes. Yes, it would.
What about the storyline? What do you think of that?
The storyline is not accurate to history, in my opinion.
How so?
In the film, they're suggesting that the dog actually participated in the war. Rin Tin Tin and Nanette, the 2 that survived, they were only about 4 months old when they returned to the United States. A 4-month-old puppy can't run as a century dog.
You know, it does seem that there have been a lot of liberties taken over the years with Rin Tin Tin. If you go back to the TV story, it had nothing to do with World War I. I guess Rin Tin Tin was rescued by the cavalry in Arizona.
Right. That was just a fictional, and they never purported that to be based on a true story.
Well, Ms. Herford, what are you asking for from the studios here?
We would like the product to be destroyed, and then the normal process of law that's due to us.
Financial, in other words?
This lawsuit is not about money. This lawsuit is twofold. Ensure that the public is not confused and does not associate that the dogs used in that film are Rin Tin Tin dogs, because they are not. And to let people know that you really shouldn't infringe other people's trademarks.
Well, Daphne Herford, thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Daphne Herford breeds descendants of the original Rin Tin Tin in Crockett, Texas. We tried to reach First Look, the studio distributing the movie. They didn't return our calls.